As a CEO or entrepreneurial leader, you want to focus on overall vision, alignment, and running a great business. You want your business to run efficiently with less effort and little pain. Welcome to Operationally Speaking with Sergio Samel. Sergio and his very special guests will give you the tools to run your business well and gain the momentum to break through to the next level. Now, here is your host, Sergio Samel.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to episode number 57 of Operationally Speaking, where we exclusively focus on the art and science of operating entrepreneurial businesses. I am Sergio Samel, your host, and I'm the principal EOS implementer as well as Colby and predictive industry specialist at Get Business Momentum, where we help owners, CEOs, and leaders of small to mid-sized entrepreneurial companies like yours get what you want out of your business by implementing a simple, well-proven, and complete system for operating your company. As a result, you regain control while dramatically increasing the value of your business. In the last episode, I spent this time with Tony Watley, author of Side Hustle Millionaire. Tony and I spoke about the distinction between leadership and management. We explored topics such as, are leadership and management two distinct functions? And if so, what's the difference? What makes a great leader? What makes a great manager? Are leaders born or created? How do you figure out whether you have already what's necessary to be a great leader, and much more? So if you missed that episode, you can listen to it on demand here on the Voice America Business Channel, as well as wherever you listen to podcasts, such as on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, Pocket Cast, and others. And now, let me introduce my great guest today, Henry Middleman, founder of CEO Advisory Partners and author of Unstuck for Good. Henry, you are an expert on performance improvement, a keynote speaker, and a distinguished member of the Forbes Coaches Council. Your business advisory and coaching programs include CEO Complete, On Track Tuesday, and On Track Friday. Previously, you spent 25 years building the country's premier specialty retail store chain, where managing director of KPMG's consumer product corporate transaction practice, and also the president of three professional practice firms that provided business advisory and coaching services to financial institutions. You advise and coach CEOs, management teams, business owners, and serious entrepreneurs to help them effectively navigate the crucial decisions that will shape the future of their company. You describe your role as providing an unbiased, clear lens, guidance, and the strategic counsel necessary to get them unstuck, so they implement the strategies and tactics to drive their business forward. Welcome to Operationally Speaking, Henry.
Thanks, Serge. Good to be here.
All right. So just as a to set up a kind of a framework for our conversation, Henry, how did we, you and I, first connected?
You know, I think we, I hate to say this, but I think we actually connected on LinkedIn, which I guess shows the power of LinkedIn. We had a mutual friend, and based on that mutual friend, I think I may have reached out to you, and the rest was history.
Absolutely. So one thing that I'm always highly interested in when I talk to somebody I haven't talked to before, and I ask this question of every single guest that I have on this show, which is, I'm interested in what is it that makes people become where they are at the present time. So, Henry, is there an event or force or maybe a person in the early stages of your life that has had, you know, a strong influence on you becoming who you are today?
Well, it actually was, and it really happened early on in my career. My first mentor was when I was only in my 20s. His name was Irving Seidel. He taught me that the power of focus and consistency, and to really never give up in what you believe in, and taught me to really make sure you focus on the bottom line of whatever business you're involved in, and to always try to say yes to your, whether it's a client, a customer, or a prospect, and to understand the value of that customer or prospect long term, as opposed to just on a short term. And that's really, I would say, been a guiding light for me as I work with clients from back from the early days right till now.
Isn't it fantastic how much influence some people have on our kind of circuit or our path?
Absolutely.
I'm always, you know, fascinated by this. Yep. So, Henry, the title of your book, and I'm holding it physically in my hand, even though, of course, it's also available in digital form. The title of your book and of your programs relies on the assertion that business leaders get stuck, right? Because otherwise, why would they get unstuck? And it's really difficult to get unstuck, because otherwise, why would you write a book about it, right? So, Henry, is running a business really supposed to be that difficult?
That's kind of a loaded question, and we could probably spend an entire day discussing it. But since we don't have that kind of time, let me just start by saying, you know, being the CEO or business owner is really never going to be a walk in the park. It's a complex job. With that being said, on the other hand, it shouldn't really be a life sentence full of aggravation, frustration, stress, and the feeling like you're always on a treadmill.
Mm. So what actually leads to CEOs and business owners actually getting stuck?
From my perspective, Serge, I think there's really the five most common traps would be what I call technical tendencies, busyness, ineffective leadership and delegation, inadequate or non-existent business systems, and the inability to manage yourself and your time.
Well, I have to say, I always love when I talk to people who are as mentally organized and structured as you are. So it makes it so easy to ask the kind of a follow-on question, which is, you know, let's take these five common traps and maybe delve a little bit inside, you know, for you to maybe give us a little bit of an overview of each one of these traps.
Sure, sure. Let's start here. With people's past, many CEOs, business owners, entrepreneurs, they're really former technicians. They're experts, but they're experts with a particular skill that they've honed over many years. And many of them have a hard time letting go. They tend to gravitate to what they're familiar with. And unfortunately, in many cases, this technical expertise really never allowed them to acquire or develop the visionary, strategic, and time management skills necessary to operate and lead a business. They think that because they're busy, they're effective. But unfortunately, being busy, it means you're getting a lot accomplished, but it doesn't necessarily translate into results that are meaningful for the business.
Mm. So this is, in a sense, kind of related to the notion that I guess way back when Michael Gerber introduced leaders and technicians, right?
That's right. Right. No matter how much energy you expend spending your time, if you spend it on the wrong strategies or on low-value activities, it's going to inevitably lead to poor results. Now, many business leaders get trapped into micromanaging. They like to touch and be involved in everything instead of using their time on the high value activities that are going to drive their business, like reflecting, planning, developing marketing and people development strategies. They act like they have a job instead of leading a business.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I always tell folks that I talk to, just casually who are thinking about starting a business. And I say to them, you know, just make sure you are not really, in fact, creating a different job for yourself that you end up controlling, because, you know, that's not going to work very well. A business is a business. It's not just an independent job.
Absolutely.
So it takes some design here, right?
That's right. And it takes really using your time in the most effective way. You know, there's an old saying that I don't know if you've ever seen the show Rent.
Yes.
But in that show, there's a song that talks about 525,600 minutes each year.
Exactly.
And the reality is, I mean, that's a tremendous amount of time. And, you know, once I start working with clients, people find it amazing how they almost immediately start to accomplish more. Once they master time management, they feel less stressed, their overwhelm disappears, and their business starts to move forward much more quickly.
Now, by the way, just as an aside, you you now stuck that melody into my head.
I'm not going to sing.
No, I'm not going to sing it either. But you did. But it did start. You know, I started singing to my head as you were actually saying the words, and it's a very catchy, which is supposed to be, tune. You know, I my guess that is that you know, many of the people listening to this will relate to this trap. So the next question may be naturally. So what's the best way to overcome them, those traps, or maybe not even fall into them in the first place?
Well, you know, the five traps I mentioned, really, they keep you on what I call the proverbial treadmill. You're working hard, putting in long hours, investing money with results that are kind of less than desirable. Fortunately, though, if you're willing to change, you can get on a different path. You learn to be the master of your business rather than the servant. Now, after doing this for maybe more than 30 years, what I've learned is there's really five key personal strategies that separate successful business leaders from all the others. And a few major personal traits, such as perseverance and massive action, if you will. Mm-hmm. I find it funny that many clients think they need more and more knowledge. You know, they're reading more books, they go to seminars, they take workshops, because that's what we were all taught as kids. You know, we were told that if you go to school and get a great education, you'll be successful. Unfortunately, that's only half the equation, because knowing what to do and actually doing it are two very, very different things. And what I have found is that most people get stuck on the doing. Now, what I've experienced over the years is that the smartest people, the people with all the knowledge, were not necessarily the ones who were the most successful. The most successful ones were the ones who learned five key personal strategies. I like to call the five pillars, if you will, which is focus, time management, consistent action, self-talk, which is being able to keep your head in the right place, and accountability. Now, the last one, which is this personal accountability, it really dictates every choice you make, even down to how often you read your email. And the best part is that all of these skills and behaviors really can be learned.
Fantastic. And I'd love to learn more from you. So we are going to take a short break right now. And when we come back, I'd like to delve into some of that stuff in the context of all these many moving parts of any business. So don't go away. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Would you like to turn your entrepreneurial organization into a well-oiled machine that runs efficiently with less effort and little pain, so your good business becomes great and you can stop putting out today's fires and focus on its future instead? Serge Samel, our host, helps business owners and CEOs get what they want out of their business by working with their leadership team to implement a complete, highly proven suite of tools and processes. This system for operating your business gets everybody 100% on the same page as to where the business is going and how it will get there. Gets everybody more disciplined and more accountable so that everybody becomes a master of execution, gaining momentum towards your vision, and gets everybody to function as part of cohesive, healthy teams. To find out whether this is for you, contact Sergio at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Again, that's os@getbusinessmomentum.com or directly at 1-617-731-3132.
Tune in to The Soul of Enterprise, Business in the Knowledge Economy, with co-hosts Ron Baker and Ed Kless. Ron and Ed will show you how to recognize that wealth is created by intellectual capital. It's all in the possibilities that we can create and that are created for us. These possibilities are destined to be discovered by human imagination and through the service of others, creating a brighter future for all of us. The Soul of Enterprise is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel, and simulcast at the same time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now. Toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
This is Operationally Speaking. To reach Sergio Semel, if you have a question or comment about the program, please send an email to os@getbusinessmomentum.com. That's os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Now, back to this week's program.
This is Sergio Semel, your host, and I'm sitting here with Henry Middleman, author of Unstuck for Good. So, Henry, most CEOs and business owners have a lot on their plate, right? You're just talking about that. Yep. So there are lots of, let's call them, moving parts in a business. Even when you have a one-person business, that is a case. Now, of course, if you have a whole organization, tens or maybe hundreds of people, as the organizations that you and I, actually, in my own practice, deal with, that's even more so the case. So overcoming these traps is a big challenge, wouldn't you say?
It sure is. It sure is. And actually, you hit the nail on the head. Now, we've all been trained from the time we're kids, and we go into school and college and our first jobs, that multitasking is a really good thing. You know, it helps us get a lot of stuff done. It helps us check off all of those different things that are on our to-do list. Now, the problem is, checking off all those things makes you very efficient and makes you feel good, but it doesn't really mean you're effective. Now, our good friend Tony Robbins has a quote that I love. He says, most people fail because they major in minor things.
I remember him saying that in one of the programs that I attended. I always love that, so I'm with you 100%.
It's a very powerful statement. Now, what keeps most CEOs and business owners stuck is the fact that they really don't take the time to slow down, reflect, and ask what's working in my business and why, and what's not working in my business and why. You know, they're so busy being busy looking for solutions like more money, more clients, more software, more training programs, a new CRM, more time, and the list goes on. You know, I had a mentor early in my career, and he would always say to me, Henry, you can't solve a problem until you really understand the problem. And I see so many business leaders trying to move their business forward by spending their time solving the wrong problems because they don't take the time to stop and think.
Oh, I agree so much. In fact, as you were talking about people or business leaders sitting down and taking this time off and wondering or asking themselves you know, what's working, what's not working, and so forth. This is actually a practice that I teach and I urge all my clients to take. And I work with leadership teams. So I'm talking about not the team, but the individual leaders in the team. And that is what we call clarity breaks.
Oh, so, I love it. Yeah, that's great.
It's essentially a time that is set aside, it's on the calendar, and where you go outside the place that you normally conduct business. So if you have an office, you go to a cafe or somewhere. If you work from home, you don't stay at home, you go somewhere else. Wherever you are, you go someplace else, and you spend a specific time. And this is not a time away to answer your emails and do work, but it's a time that you take essentially, literally, like nothing but a notepad, and just start thinking about your business. And it's the time that you start working on the business, and you take notes, and you let your brain essentially kind of wander, and amazing things happen through this practice. Amazing things. So I fully agree with you. So, you know, essentially, effectively managing your relationship with time plays an integral role in, you know, our experience of success, in one's ability to lead really a fulfilling life at the end of the day. So it's not just a working life, it's also you know, the grand life that we carry out. So it's what really separates the achievers from the dreamers and the wannabes. And that's why time management, even though the term is not one of my favorite, but, you know, this whole realm of how we actually deal with time is really one of the pillars of success. So, Henry, how prevalent is this issue among the clients you work with?
It's, you know, it's huge. It's actually the challenge serious leaders face is that there are so many things that they can do during the course of a day that they frequently fail to do what's most important. You know, there's a myth out there that the more you get done, the more productive you are. And the fact is, success is really about doing the right things, not doing many things. In fact, the key to productivity and success is adopting effective focus that integrates the big picture with the daily operating of your business. You know, when you commit to performing high leverage activities and creating positive emotional experiences for your clients, your focus is sharp, it's on point, and your strategy is directly linked towards your goals for success. I guess, you know, money can buy you a lot of things, but to take it back to that Broadway show, it can't buy you time. We're all allocated that same 525,600 minutes a year. So whether you're a billionaire or you're unemployed and crashing on a friend's couch, you still get 24 hours a day, no exceptions. So the big question really is, how are you going to use that time effectively? And if you can't control your time, how can you possibly control the results of your day?
That certainly makes a lot of sense, Henry. So can you tell us about some of the methods you use to help your clients take control of their time?
Sure. And let's face it, and you know this as well as I do, you know, each client is different and each client has different challenges. And, you know, there's really not one way of doing things. There's many. But with that being said, my first suggestions and maybe the most important change most people need to make is to run what I call a strict calendar. In fact, you used that word early on when you were talking. And I'm going to say it again. If you want to get unstuck for good, you must manage yourself and run a strict calendar. This is really what separates moderately effective business leaders from highly effective business leaders. Business leaders who understand this and operate under the discipline of a strict calendar avoid getting tossed into these what I would call endless loops of emails and phone calls and impromptu visits, because they have a structured timeline that keeps them on course throughout the day. If you would look at CEOs of multi-million-dollar corporations, you would see that almost every moment of their day is scheduled because they really don't have another option. they'd never meet the demands of running their business otherwise. And if you're a small business owner, you really need to treat your business like you're the CEO of a multi-million dollar business if you want to achieve high effectiveness. Scheduling out your day gives you the control and the power to keep you from getting stuck.
Well, you know, it's so interesting, and I'm so glad that you're bringing this up, Henry, because, you know, I've been a big advocate of this kind of line of thinking for literally decades. And often I've had this conversation with conversations with people, not just my clients, but, you know, colleagues and other people in my business network. And reaction, and even outside the business network, and some of the reactions that I've gotten were something like, well, but, you know, this eliminates the entirety of my creative or creativity. And if I structure, if I regiment everything, I turn into a colonel or a drill sergeant. And how can I be creative as a business? So how do you respond to that?
Well, specifically there, I would say, you know, if you can schedule time to be creative also. I mean, you know, that's that, and that's part of scheduling your day and having your calendar. And when I work with clients, that is one of the things we do. I call it me time. And it's time where you step back, you think, and you schedule time to be creative. And you can do that. It may sound strange if you've never done it. But it's easy to challenge these new ways of doing things. You'd be better served, and you know this as well as I do, to embrace these new ways of doing things and try them first before putting up a wall and saying, you know, this doesn't work.
Exactly. So can you give us a quick example of the kinds of things that you are coaching your clients to on how to structure their day?
Sure. One of the things I would suggest is every morning after arriving at work that you can close your door and create a game plan for the day. Write down the high leverage activities into the schedule first so you can. You can also do this the night before, obviously. You don't want to say to yourself, I'm going to go in and I'll start to think about what I want to do and I'll figure out how to get it done. Scheduling the day is a fairly simple step, but it really holds considerable implications for the degree of success and ease you experience in your business and your life. Now, if you get nothing else out of this podcast, you'll be well on your way to success if you try to add more structure to your day. Unfortunately, most people find this extremely challenging, so you need to start slowly. So what I would say is tonight, when you end your day, take 30 minutes to decide what will be the two or three most important things you want to accomplish tomorrow. Write them down and decide how much time you need for each one of those activities. Now, here's key. Before you leave at the end of the day, you turn off the screen and the volume on your computer. And before you go to bed, you turn off your phone. So when you wake up in the morning, you don't turn your phone on. And when you get to the office, you don't look at your screen. Because I don't want you to really be distracted by anything in the morning that can pull you off course. Until you complete the two or three most important things you wrote down, you're not really to start your day. Now, maybe it'll take you an hour to accomplish these things, but whatever it is, you don't look at your phone or your computer until they're complete. Now, trust me, your world will not come to an end if you don't check in with the world until maybe 10 a.m. If you do it right, you'll feel a great sense of accomplishment. Imagine if every day, before you let the world take control of your time and your mind, you accomplished the two or three most important things you wanted to accomplish for that day. It's really a wow.
I can't even start saying how much I agree with you, but we are coming on to our next break. So I would love us to get back to this right when we come back from the break. So don't go away. We'll be back in a couple of minutes and talk more about this way of structuring the day.
Voice America Business Network. the bottom line in business.
Would you like to turn your entrepreneurial organization into a well-oiled machine that runs efficiently with less effort and little pain so your good business becomes great and you can stop putting out today's fires and focus on its future instead? Sergiu Samel, our host, helps business owners and CEOs get what they want out of their business by working with their leadership team to implement a complete, highly proven suite of tools and processes. This system for operating your business gets everybody 100% on the same page as to where the business is going and how it will get there. Gets everybody more disciplined and more accountable so that everybody becomes a master of execution, gaining momentum towards your vision, and gets everybody to function as part of cohesive, healthy teams. To find out whether this is for you, contact Sergiu at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Again, that's os@getbusinessmomentum.com or directly at 1-617-731-3132.
How is your work-life balance? In most businesses, no matter where you are positioned, there is always room for improvement. If you're an executive, learn insight about your business. Are you an employee? Learn how to better work with your team. Even if you're not in business, you can learn where your strengths and weaknesses can be played to their best potential. The Work-Life Balance with host Rick Morris can be heard live every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
This is Operationally Speaking. To reach Sergiu Samel, if you have a question or comment about the program, please send an email to os@getbusinessmomentum.com. That's os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Now, back to this week's program.
This is Sergiu Samel, your host, and I'm sitting here with Henry Middleman, author of Unstuck for Good. So right before the break, Henry, you were coaching our listeners to start the day by not rushing to, turning on their computers and see what's out there in the world and so forth, but by focusing first on those, two or three most important things that they need to get done and getting those things done first, and maybe only around, say, 10 a.m. or so, getting out into the world. So I can just hear people's minds, and I have this like really weird power to do so, saying that, no way I can wait until 10 a.m. or even later to check in with my people or my customers or my prospects, check my email, et cetera, et cetera. How do you respond to that?
You're right. I mean, I'm laughing as I'm listening to you because that is what most of them say. And when clients tell me that, I explain to them that really old habits die hard. And, your brain always wants to give you reasons to keep doing what you've always done in the past. It's difficult to make these changes on your own. What I can suggest to you, though, is try to not fall prey to these things. Because making this adjustment in how you start your day, it really will change your life. Those who succeed in making this change, I actually get thank you emails, which I always find somewhat comical, especially based upon what they told me originally, how impossible this was. Now, you can also use the same concept of scheduling other activities throughout the day. Remember, the more you schedule, the more you will be in control of your time and the outcome of your day. The 80-20 rule is a great important piece to this productivity puzzle, maybe even the most important. For me, it's a go-to strategy that works in all areas of my life. Remember, effectiveness isn't defined by how much work you complete. You can do a lot of things during the course of a day, but really achieve very little if you're not focusing your efforts on where they matter. So if you first invest time in the 20% of your to-do list that offers the highest value and that can only be completed by you, you're way ahead of your competition.
Well, so along those lines, and speaking about those pieces that kind of chop up our time constantly for most of us, and if I were to use the metaphor that Stephen Covey created, you know, decades ago about, you know, the glass tube or cylinder with the rocks and the pebbles and the sand and the water. So I'm talking about the sand here, those little sure. grains of yep. stuff that literally chop up our time. And that is what sometimes you refer to, I know, as the black hole of time management, email.
Yeah.
Or communications in general. These days is not just email, by the way, because now we have text, we have other kinds of, Facebook messaging and Skype messaging and you name it.
The benefits of
LinkedIn.
Technology.
Pardon me?
The benefits of technology.
Exactly. So it really wreaks havoc on everyone and sucks the wind out of our sails, you know? So if you haven't created the solid email habits that are highly, highly structured, email and all these other communication mechanisms really take over your life. They literally control your life. So really, I'm sure you can relate to that, Henry, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, that email and the other pieces you mentioned, really, these are the single biggest time challenge facing most business leaders and, quite frankly, everyone. Managing your time in that, what I call the alluring inbox, can be a challenge, especially when, you know, new message alerts chirp on your phone, your computer, or your tablet every few minutes. And disentangling yourself from bad email habits requires really a systemized routine and perseverance. And to that point, there are literally hundreds of books that provide all these different methods for controlling email. And, you know, which one you choose really is up to you. But what really matters is that you pick one and stick with it and have a systemized way of managing this. Now, there's a simple method I use with my clients, which is called schedule, sort, and unsubscribe. And if you have the stick-to-itiveness to master this, it really will put you above everybody else and reduce your stress levels dramatically. Now, the first step is to schedule. And again, here's that word I like to use. And yes, I schedule on your calendar actually specific times throughout the day to review your incoming messages and, you know, maybe three blocks of time, like 10:30 to 11, maybe 1:30 to 2, and 4 to 4:30. Now, when I say this to people, most people kind of shrink back in horror at the idea of only visiting their inboxes three times a day. You know, they believe their business will go up in flames if they aren't in touch with their inboxes all day long. They're afraid that if they don't send an immediate email response, they'll be left out of the loop. But you know what? The truth of the matter is it's a limiting belief. It's just a limiting belief. Trust me, I've been doing this for more years than I'd like to admit. And once you retrain yourself and your employees and your customers to kind of this new norm that they shouldn't expect an immediate response from you to an email, you're able to retake ownership of your day. If you actually make an inventory of the messages you get over the course of a day, you'd probably discover that only maybe 15 to 20% of them are really important. The remaining are actually junk. Well, maybe they're not junk, but certainly they're time wasters and brain drainers. And since the majority of email isn't urgent, if you set up a filtering system that automatically sorts them and puts them into folders and keeps them from hitting your inbox, it changes everything. Do you, you know, as an example, do you really need industry news from hitting your inbox every day? You don't. That's the bottom line. So if you set up rules that send them directly to folders and schedule one or two or three times a day to look at these folders, you're doing yourself a tremendous service. And finally, if you unsubscribe from email lists that only serve as distractions, that makes a huge difference also. Now, one last tip regarding emails is, this is hard to even imagine, but there are people who I started working with who have hundreds or sometimes even thousands of emails in their inbox that are more than a month old. Well, they should really be moved to what I call a master archive. This holds all your old emails from a month ago, all the way back to the beginning of time. And let's face it, if you haven't looked at them after 30 days, there's a good chance you don't need to look at them at all. So cleaning your inbox like this can provide as much stress relief as a full body massage.
Well, that reminds me of an incident, and it's not email related, but you'll recognize in a sense it's related to the same kind of topic. And this actually happened about, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. I was sitting in the office of a friend of mine who's an attorney. It was actually his the office and his it was a partner in the larger law firm. And he used to be my corporate attorney for my first two startups. And, we became actually personal friends. And this was actually just a kind of a visit to, he was a new partner in this new firm. And as we were chatting, the phone rang, and, he would excuse himself and pick up a phone. And then, 4 minutes later, the phone rang again, and he would pick up the phone. And 4 minutes later, the phone would ring again. And so at some point in time, to be honest with you, it started annoying me. So I said to him, listen, I have a question for you. How many of these calls, who calls you so often? I says, these are my clients. I said, great. Now, how many of these clients, this is, a corporate attorney. He's not a litigator. Sure. He's not an attorney that would go off to, to the police station to post bail when you get basically arrested for, whatever. So he says, they're expecting me to. So, and by the way, he had an assistant who was passing those calls to him. Huh. So these were not direct calls. So I said, listen, let me ask you a question. If you think of about all the calls that you take from every single one of your clients over the course of 1 year, how many of these calls have an immediacy? In other words, they need to be dealt with right away. Like, for example, the marshals are at the door of that guy's office to seize his, with a subpoena or something like that, right?
Sure, sure.
And he says, probably one or two. And I said, but think about it.
That's right.
Do you know how many times, how much time you've wasted today and multiply that by 200, the number of working days in a year? So you are willing to waste all this time just in case one of those calls is the one or two calls a year? And he says, you are right. So why don't you tell your assistant to say the following thing when the people call? And I don't want to give any names here, John, I'll call him that way. John will actually return your call today between 3:30 and 5. And 3:30 and 5 happens to be the time that John has set out on his calendar to return all the calls.
Right.
And basically 99.999% of all these people will be totally satisfied to actually know that they are going to get that call returned.
Right.
Right there and then. So that's sort of the similar type of situation.
Yes, absolutely.
To your email, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So we are approaching a new break, our next break. And when we come back, I want to actually go to the last piece to see where we're going from there. So don't go away. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Would you like to turn your entrepreneurial organization into a well-oiled machine that runs efficiently with less effort and little pain so your good business becomes great and you can stop putting out today's fires and focus on its future instead? Serge Samel, our host, helps business owners and CEOs get what they want out of their business by working with their leadership team to implement a complete, highly proven suite of tools and processes. This system for operating your business gets everybody 100% on the same page as to where the business is going and how it will get there. Gets everybody more disciplined and more accountable so that everybody becomes a master of execution, gaining momentum towards your vision, and gets everybody to function as part of cohesive, healthy teams. To find out whether this is for you, contact Sergio at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Again, that's os@getbusinessmomentum.com or directly at 1-617-731-3132.
Higher education faces lots of changes. If you are a student, educator, or in the workforce, you'll want to tune into Big Beacon Radio, Transforming Higher Education. Your host, Dave Goldberg, and his guests will explore the innovations that higher education adopts as it reinvents itself. The world of higher education is constantly changing. Stay on top and stay ahead of the rest. Big Beacon Radio, Transforming Higher Education. Listen Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
This is Operationally Speaking. To reach Sergio Samel, if you have a question or comment about the program, please send an email to os@getbusinessmomentum.com. That's os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Now, back to this week's program.
This is Sergio Samel, your host, and I'm sitting here with Henry Middleman, author of Unstuck for Good. So, Henry, we've been talking about the various mind-setting and action-setting structures that business leaders need to set up to become actually effective themselves and maybe teach their members of their leadership teams to do the same so that on an individual basis, all these people can actually operate with this level of performance that's required. In the past, I've heard you say that there are basically five ways one can grow one's business. And of course, ultimately, that's the goal of any business leader, to grow one's business. So what are they?
Well, you know, you can keep the customers you have. You can bring in more customers. You can increase the average transaction size. You can increase the frequency of purchases. And the last one, I'd like to say, you can say no to bad customers. So kind of to sum it up, you want to keep the customers you have while bringing in more and selling larger amounts more often.
So go ahead. Sure.
No, go ahead. You can go.
No, I was saying that. So when somebody does any of these things, what do they expect? How should they even start thinking in this kind of paradigm?
Yeah, well, you know, with that being said, I think one of the things that tends to fall through the cracks most of the time is the part where I said you keep and grow what you have. I think many business leaders, business owners, especially if they're smaller businesses, they underestimate the need to satisfy and retain their existing customers. They're, you know, they're putting money and time and effort into chasing new prospects, new customers, and they put in too few resources into trying to keep their current ones. Some experts actually believe that up to 80% of a company's future growth can actually come from existing clients, and customer satisfaction and retention should be a major marketing priority. Now, if all of this resonates, you need to do something about it. You need to develop a more balanced strategy. Now, let's use Apple as an example. They're a perfect example of focusing on the customer. You know, when building a business, connecting with your customer, listening to their needs, and especially making an emotional connection with them is paramount. You know, Apple has done an amazing job at emotionally connecting with the consumer as opposed to, let's say, a Microsoft. It's really an investment in lifetime value, which ensures longevity and competitiveness in your given market. And, you know, I'll put a challenge out there to the people listening. If you don't really know the actual lifetime value of your customer, you really should figure that out, because it could be an eye-opener. It amazes me how many business people fail to focus on their existing customers and instead divert their attention to less important details.
Oh, so, so true. So what can a business or a business leader do actually in practice to make sure that they actually really stay focused on an existing customer base, on their target market, on their ideal market?
Well, I think let's go back to lifetime value, because I think that's critical. If you want to ensure longevity and grow the business effectively, a sharp focus must be consistently centered on lifetime value. It's a simple concept that pays huge dividends. You know, I know many of you listening today are searching for the magic key, if you will, that'll unlock this door to golden treasure chest at the end of the rainbow. And the truth is, you already have the key in your hands, and you can use it as soon as you take control of your habits and behaviors. Slow down, reflect deeply, and adopt a new way of seeing your business and yourself as a leader. And hopefully you'll realize that you must either change or tweak your mindset, change or tweak your leadership approach, your business strategies, and the way you manage your time. Because it's really critical that you re-engineer your mindset. You need to discipline your mind to be free from being reactive and these counterproductive habits that, you know, most of us have formed over the years. And by adopting this razor-sharp focus on high-value activities that make a difference. There's a great quote I love by a gentleman named Robert Heinlein. He says, "In the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until ultimately we become enslaved by it."
I really love that quote.
Absolutely.
It's so easy to fall really into this trap of letting low value activities minor activities, as Tony Robbins referred to them, keep you literally stuck in the weeds of your business. We have a very little time left until the end of our conversation. So I'd like to ask you a couple of kind of closing questions. So first of all, obviously, writing goals for the business is paramount. Really quickly, it's something that I noticed that lots of people have very low awareness of, which is to have written goals that are highly visible. Why is that important, Henry?
Well, you know, it goes back to what we talked about earlier in the conversation, which is there's a lot of things going on during the course of a day. And, you know, distractions are everyone's biggest challenge. And if your goals are just sitting up in your head and not visible in front of you on an ongoing basis, these distractions are going to pull you off course. And I kind of like to use the analogy of a GPS. You know, when you're in your car and you put in where you want to go, if you turn the wrong way, your GPS immediately, you know, says, puts up a sign saying recalculating,
right,
and reshifts you back on course. But if your goals are not visible, you don't have the ability to do that. And you could sometimes spend the rest of the day being distracted and being taken off course, when if that goal was on your desk or on your calendar or on a sheet of paper that you carry with you, you know, it's the old story of how do you keep it in the forefront of your mind? And by writing it down and having it visible is a big way to do that.
So true. One last question, and really quickly, you know, like a 30-second. You know, I wanted to really offer you the opportunity to give our listeners a gift via one quick recommendation of a book that you found to be very impactful to you. Any thoughts?
Yeah. Yes, actually, and it's not a business book, but I think it holds a lot of important things to keep in mind when you're running a business. It's titled Undaunted Courage, and it's written by Stephen Ambrose. And it's the story of the relationship between Meriwether Lewis and Thomas Jefferson and the opening of the West. It has high adventure, politics, suspense, drama, and diplomacy combined with some personal strategy. I mean, I found it mesmerizing.
I love it.
And yeah, I would highly recommend it for everybody.
Love it. And if people want to reach out to you about getting unstuck or anything else, what's the best way?
Well, there's two things. I think step one, you may want to go to a website called On Track Friday, mm-hmm. ontrackfriday.com, and take a look at that. And secondly, if you go to, let's see, how do I list it now there? If you'd like to actually get a free copy of my book, you can get a PDF copy by going to unstuckforgood.com/complimentary.
Thank you so much, Henry. And thank you for being my guest here. And thank you, our listeners, for spending this precious hour with us. Did you hear anything today that was useful? Anything new? Anything that reinforced something you already knew or suspected? Then let us know by writing to us at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. And don't forget to point your business friends and your colleagues to Operationally Speaking and share your thoughts about today's episode on your favorite social media. And to find out more on how you can turn your organization into a well-oiled machine so that you can break through any limiting ceilings, align the right people in the right seats, and skyrocket your business value, give us a call at 617-731-3132 or email us once again at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. And I promise you'll never regret that call, ever. So see you again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern or 12 noon Pacific. And until then, make it an operationally sound and happy week. Goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to Operationally Speaking. Be sure to join your host, Sergio Semel, for another great program 1 week from today. We're live every Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Business Channel. In the meantime, you can reach Sergio for additional questions at 1-617-731-3132 or by email at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Again, that is os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Enjoy your upcoming weekend. and may you and your business make it a smooth and successful week.